Case number 12980, John Eller seeks variances from the side and rear setback requirements for a proposed structure. Section 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located northeast of Forest Drive within the Oak Orchard subdivision. The 911 address is 28269 Forest Drive in Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 234, map 34.08, parcel 99. The applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for the proposed detached garage, a 5-foot and a 1.6-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for the proposed detached garage. And we have one letter of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Okay, Mr. Sharp, I swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is John Eller, 28269 Forest Drive, Millsboro, 19966.
Edith Eller, 28273 Forest Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
So I have a property that's kind of trapezoid, so to speak. I don't have enough frontage to put anything out front, plus you really wouldn't want a garage out in front of your house. Just property size isn't all that big, and I want to put a garage up now that's big enough where I can put my boat in it and a couple of cars and whatever else be in the backyard. It shouldn't be of any visual issue for anyone, being that it'll be behind my house. The reasons why I'm asking for the setbacks is because if I follow the setback guidelines, it's going to put the garage pretty close to the house, and at some point I would like to build a deck out in the back that we can potentially enclose, and that way we're not a smorgasbord for mosquitoes. It ate alive on the front porch. So and I also, with that being said, the property next door, which is owned by my wife, that additional 5 feet would give us pretty good room to where we could, if we needed to bring a vehicle around the back side of the house to her property, we could. On the right side of her property is a fence that divides 28273 from
28281, I think.
From William Singer, which has been a lifelong friend of mine as well. Right. And there is a tree that's in between our two houses. And even if we were to cut the tree down, it's still going to be pretty tight. So the other thing, too, is with the property being of a trapezoid type shape, if I had to stay within the setbacks and stay out 10 feet from the back right hand corner, here, if we were out further this way, then that's going to put this corner of the garage that much closer to the house, and then that would really problems if, you know, backyard of the other property.
And you can't put anything on the front right corner of the house because all of our water lines from the main water tap goes through there.
Right, water lines, sewer lines.
Water and electric, I believe, both.
Sewer, yeah.
Yeah, sewer.
So that's, and then, you know, with it being behind our house, it's, I mean, you may see it, but you'd have to look, you know, shouldn't be of any kind of an eyesore, so to speak, for anyone. The gentleman that owns the property directly behind me that I'm seeking variance from as well, Charles Clark, it's all wooded, as you can see. His house...
I've never even seen that house.
His house sits back up in this area here somewhere. So,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like right around here. You can't even see it, but he's been there. He's had that house there for years.
And the shed that's on the left-hand corner, it will be done away with.
Yes.
It's going to be gone. It will no longer be there.
We're removing that one. Yeah. It's not very big. It had a lean-to off to the side, and that was where I was parking my little boat, but we have a pontoon boat now, and it'd be nice to be able to pull it in the garage and keep it out of the winter. And I also have an older car, classic car, that I want to
try to keep
out of the weather as well. The purposes of my request.
So the garage doors are going to face that where that lean-to is now that you're going to remove?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a proposed driveway to come down the left-hand side of the house. In the future, that's nothing, you know, right at the present moment. So.
I'm assuming that part of the reason why that garage is placed where it is because if you had a boat and you had the proposed drive and you wanted to back it in, you would need the space to turn the boat.
I would, yes, absolutely. Yeah, with that shed being there, there would be no chance of getting it in there. So, yeah, the shed's being removed.
And you certainly don't want to be back in there.
That wasn't my question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I realize you're removing the shed. What I'm saying is the proposed drive on the left-hand side for you to swing in past your house and turn. And
yes.
You would need that to back your, or put your boat in.
Right, there. Right. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Place where it was. Have you looked into a smaller garage?
I haven't, only because my boat's 21 foot. And then you have the tongue of the trailer and everything else on it. So it's pretty close to, I'd say, 24, 26 feet long. The garage is 36 foot deep, so that would give me, you know, enough room to maneuver around it. Plus, you know, I also forgot the boat motor on the motor on the back, that's not within the 21 foot length of the boat, so that's another 2.5 feet because it sticks out further from the back. So that would give me, I don't know, roughly 8 to 10 foot, you know, to split. So basically 4 to 5 foot front and back once the boat's pulled in.
So this is the last lot on this street?
Yes, sir. Why the mosquitoes love us so much.
So the property on the side of your proposed drive, is that the same owner as the is on the rear of your property?
It is Charles Clark.
Yes, okay. Sir.
Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So one of the things, first off, it's not a trapezoid. It appears to be a parallelogram.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. That geometry wasn't mine, yeah.
That's all right. Not mine either, but I didn't think it was a trapezoid.
I always thought a trapezoid was like, well, yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I don't think that's that.
Yeah.
But I think I knew what we were speaking
right.
The same way. But I just want to clarify the record on that. But One of the things here is you have to demonstrate that there is some unique physical condition to this property that would limit your ability to develop it in strict conformity with the code. And when I look at your lot and I look at the tax map and I compare it with your neighboring lots, it appears to be of a similar size and shape, if not wider and larger than some of your neighboring lots. And I'm puzzled as to what makes this property unique, such because the code and the case law basically require you to show that if you can't, there's a reason you can't develop it in strict conformity with the code. It can't be because you just want something. It's got to be because there's a unique physical condition here. And I haven't heard much from you about that, and I didn't know if you could explain what is unique about this that would limit your ability to develop this. It may not be what you want,
right,
but being able to develop in strict conformity with the code.
So if you look down the left-hand side of the house, I have that 10-foot variance.
Where your driveway is going to go,
from the
right?
From the side of the house to the property line. With having that such of a narrow place, I only have limited room to back the boat or whatever else around to the back, and I would have to have enough swing room to get into the garage as well. And then also, as we said earlier, all of the sewer lines and the water lines come down the right-hand side of the property, so that stops us from putting any kind of a driveway or access to a garage there as well.
But it's also, too, the shape of the property, because, like he said, with the variance on the back, you would have to build the garage at an angle this way because of the shape of the property. Because the property's not straight this way, it's at an angle, so you would have to build the garage at an angle, which would put the front corner almost on the back of my house. The house, and whatever.
You know, I understand the point. Who built the house?
We did.
So you've built that house there, so you've developed this property, and you're proposing a deck in the rear yard. It's not actually built yet, is it not?
It is not.
But there would, in theory, be room to move that towards in the building envelope to fit that. Because as I'm looking at it, I'm just looking at what you're presenting. You're telling me the shed and the lean-to, they're gone. The deck is not built. There's a lot of room in the rear yard there to fit this thing and still have room for a turning radius. Is there not? If you removed the shed and you didn't build that deck,
the thing of it is when you have a backyard, you know, it's kind of like a retreat, so to speak, away from
I understand that.
Have the deck there.
I can only go by what our code says, which is that if you can build it in conformity with the code, you should. And there has to be some unique physical condition that's not been created by you that's caused the need for this variance.
Right.
And that's what I'm looking at here.
So right now there's a little porch that comes off the back that was when the house was built, and it also has the steps that come off the back as well. those steps that come off the back, they stick out. Probably stick out a good 11 feet from the house, and that's just so we can, you know, gain entry in and out of the back side of the house. The proposed deck, it says 14 by 36. That would be 14 out from the house. That would be roughly a 2 to 3 foot difference. So even if we weren't to build the deck, those steps being the way they are now for the back access of the house, that kind of sort of still keeps it pretty shallow, because I don't have an exact measurement from where the steps to the corner of the garage would be. Right at the moment, I would have to guess and say it's probably about 13 feet, 13 or so feet. But if we move that out to the 10 foot, then that's going to take up another 5 feet of that 13. So we're.
Do you have a septic on the property?
No.
No. Okay. Did you look at a garage? Because if your garage was 600 square feet or less, you could be 5 feet. You'd look at one that was that size?
Well, the thing of it is with a boat and a few cars, that's what I'm trying to be able to get out of the weather.
Well, you could have more than one garage. You could have one for your boat and one for your cars. But the size of this is the issue is that we have. That's why you're here today.
Right. Well, I mean, if I were to build two garages, placing them would still be kind of an issue rather than having just one structure. Because I would still have to have access, you know, to get everything into them that I want.
How long have you been there?
We've had the house, the property and the family since 1980.
How long have you owned it?
What was it?
2014 when
my father passed away.
I don't know if any of the board members have any questions.
So I just heard you said you had backed the boat up the right hand side, correct?
Left hand side.
Would with that shed being gone, my thinking you could probably darn near close back that thing straight into the garage if it was closer to where, if it was over to the left and the door was facing towards it rather than the opposite. Just my thoughts. You could probably get it close to where you wouldn't have a lot of turn radius. You could back it right in and you'd probably need less, if not any variance there. Did you think about that?
We have. And the existing shed that's there now is, according to what the survey says, it's like 4.8 feet, and that shed's been there for a very long time. So I would still need a variance. At that point, I would need a variance from Mr. Clark on two sides rather than just one, because my wife owns the property to the right.
You wouldn't want that squared up that way so you could back straight up? Like, as Mr. Sharp said, like the deck and the steps, that would take that out of play also. You're 11 feet coming off, and you probably would still have somewhat of a...
I apologize. I have to step out. I got to get something to drink.
Sorry, my wife has some...
Sorry, do you need a brief recess while she steps out, or would you keep going on?
I guess I can keep going.
Okay, that's up to you.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, we can give you a recess if you'd like to be with it for a minute.
If she doesn't return soon.
Okay, all right, you let us know.
Thank you. Now, backing it up straight in would be nice, but... this to me just seems like the better fit, and it also on our porch it kind of keeps the left hand side of the house kind of more open rather than being all boxed in, I guess.
But the opposite of that, Mr. Eller, would be that if the shed and the lean-to were gone
and you reconfigured the garage on the left-hand side of the property where you backed in, as you said, it would be nice to be able to back right in, then you would actually be gaining backyard space on the right-hand side of your property and possibly even expanding your backyard.
Yeah, but then the only other issue is, like I was saying earlier, to get, if we were to try to come in between the house and the garage over more to the left, to get a vehicle in between the two around that corner would make it more difficult. And, you know, if we needed to, you okay? If we needed to get a vehicle over to the other property for, you know, whatever reasons, whether it's mulch or to you know, move furniture in and out of the home from the backside, anything like that, it would make that corner of the house really tight. And plus, if you have a drawing of the
understand.
Lock that in as well, and I don't want to bring them straight off the back because that would be a wide open, you know, deck that we could, you know, set, you know, patio furniture or whatnot on and not have a staircase right in the way.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just drawing. I'm good, thank you. That's where I went, got something to drink.
Other questions?
You've heard some of the concerns that we've expressed tonight. Would you consider reconsidering the position of this garage based upon what we've asked you?
I mean, preferably to me, I've went out and I've marked out the size of the garage with stakes and string. I've done it on both, like you were saying, because I had mm-hmm. thought about that.
Sure.
And seeing where it would be in both locations, I just would prefer to have it in the back corner.
What would you do if this board rejected your request tonight?
I don't have much choice.
And this is either going to end up in favor or against or tabled.
No. I guess I would just have to go with whatever the variances allow me to go. Just like to have a little bit of a backyard and still be able to gain access to the backside of the other house, because I don't have that. I won't have that.
Yeah, because you can't get between the two houses.
Without the variances.
Was it 600 square feet that would allow the 5 foot?
Correct.
Would a smaller shed meet your needs? 30 by 20, possibly.
Not with the boat. The boat's going to take up the majority of the garage, and I have like I said, I have an older classic car, and my wife, she has the property next door, but there's no garage on there. There's a little shed, you know. Plus, I have, you know, lawnmowers and, you know, other lawn equipment and stuff like that I, you know, would stored in the garage as well, so the size of the garage is pretty for what I have, and just a lot of money to have sitting out in the weather that, you know, something as simple as a garage would be able to protect.
Other questions? Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can take a seat. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Not seeing any. Any further questions? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case number 12980 for Mr. John Eller, and we're looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12980 for Mr. John Eller as presented tonight for the request of variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do not believe that the exceptional practical difficulty, or I believe the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. I don't believe the property has unique physical conditions which have created an exception of practicality. And I believe the applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So a vote of 3-0. Case number 12980 has been denied.